The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. They're coming, they're approaching. That would have been the thought of the Jewish people at the time of Jesus. There's an expectation to try to find when Christ is going to establish this new covenant, when God is going to usher it in. And it isn't until the very last supper of Jesus that in a way the light bulb just clicks on for those 12 apostles. Because it's at the very last supper that Jesus ushers in this new covenant when he says, "This is the blood of the new and eternal covenant." It would have hearkened them back, those apostles, to these very words of Jeremiah, that the days are coming when I will establish a new covenant and I will write it upon their hearts. I will place it upon them. My brothers and sisters, that law that they were waiting for to be placed upon them, inside them, to be written in their very hearts, is the law of very Jesus Himself, because the law is the Word of God. And Christ is the Word. So when we read this, we can honestly put it in this sense: I will place my law within them. To rephrase it, I will place Jesus within them. The very Word of God, who is the fulfillment of the law, I will place in them. And that is done through the very Eucharist, where Christ offers His body, His blood, His soul and divinity to you and to me, so that He may place Himself in us, to where our blood flows then with His blood. Our flesh becomes one with His flesh. That we are conformed to the One who died for us. He is that grain that dies and is planted in the earth, so that when His resurrection comes bursting forth, we are His fruit. We are the ones who unite ourselves to His passion, to His death, so that we may share in His resurrection. This is the new covenant. This is then the excitement that we should have welling up inside of us. That in 2 weeks, we will be celebrating this once again. But not just in 2 weeks, here in just a few moments. Upon this altar, every time we come to Mass, God is ushering in this new covenant. Or as St. Paul says in the second reading, He is the source of eternal salvation. That as He gives of Himself, this very source of salvation to all who obey Him. Or as Christ said in the Gospel, that the Father will honor all who serve Me. That as we obey Him, as we serve Him, or better yet, as we become like Him, we will share in the fruits of His resurrection. Because He has planted Himself in us. He has placed Himself in our hearts, to where He flows through our very bodies, through the Eucharist we receive. We become what we receive. Or as my mom would always tell me as a kid, you are what you eat. I liked peanut butter M&M's. And she would often say, "You're going to become a peanut butter M&M." But what we want to become like is Christ. That's what we want to be. That's what we're striving for. Because if we become like Christ, we will rise from the dead like Christ. Because He is flowing through you and me when we receive Him in the Eucharist. Because that's what a covenant is. A covenant is not a quid pro quo contract, a this for a that. A covenant, rather, is a giving of yourself, of a person. And as Christ is giving Himself to you and to me, then this covenant needs a grateful response. That we should turn to God to say, then I want to be like you. I want to give myself in return to you. And in order to do that, Lord, I need you to create a clean heart in me. As we were saying in the responsorial psalm, I need you to remove my sinfulness. I need you to remove those times in which I have not been like you. That's why we have confession. That's why Father Andrew is there at this very moment. So that our hearts may be purified, may be cleaned, so that when we come to receive communion, we may have every single space open for Jesus to say, my body is completely yours, as Christ is saying to you and to me, and I give you my body. I give you my blood. Because I want the two of us to be one. That's the contract. It's a giving of persons. The person of Christ given to you and to me, and then we responding with a clean, pure heart saying, I give myself back to you. I want you to flow through me. I want to imitate you. I want to become like you. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, when we receive the Eucharist, we're drawn to want to continue in our Lenten practices. Our prayer, our adoration of the Eucharist is so that we may become more like Christ who prayed for us. Our fastings and our mortifications, our sufferings that we offer up, is to become like Jesus who suffered and died for us. Our almsgiving, our works of charity, is all a response to the very love of God that has been poured out upon us. And so, my brothers and sisters, the days are coming when God establishes a new covenant. And it's not just days, it's every single day here at this altar where He places His body, His blood, soul, and divinity out here for us to receive so that He may place Himself upon our hearts, within our bodies, so that we may imitate Him and rise with Him on the last day. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.